You're tuned into the Stella Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
I know that's right. My, 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 what a way to start off on a Tuesday morning. Giving God all the praise, want to welcome you and thank you so much for locking in to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I'm your host, The Anointed One. I'm going to be right here with you playing some of the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music around the world, the old and new, and it's all just for you. I want to thank you on this blessed Tuesday. It's August the 8th, 2023, as we worship and praise and give God all the glory, give him all the praise and thank him because he is truly worthy to be praised. And, you know, I believe there is a breakthrough about to happen in the midst of someone this morning. I don't know, it could be you. But once again, it's always my pleasure, you know, on a day like today, and even the sun is out today, and it's going to be a little hot. And in some other cities, maybe they're getting rain. And in other cities, there may be some cool weather like Alaska, you know. But God always knows what we need. And if that's you today and you're in need of something and you're slacking or lacking something, then go before the Lord and ask him, and he will direct your path. Now, you know, now I will say the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And when you begin to pray and touching and agreeing, and you understand how to get to Father, you know you got to go through the Son to get to him. And when you go to him, you know that his Spirit dwells in you, because the greater one inside of you is greater than the forces around you. Let me say that one more time. The greater one in you is greater than the forces on the outside of you. And I'm speaking of the Spirit of the living God. God bless you. Thank you so much. We're going to be right here all the way up to 8 o'clock this evening. Once again, our website, nfiradio.com. What about that traveling preacher? Did he do it this morning? All right. Well, look, I'm going to try to turn it up just a little bit more, and we want to thank the traveling preacher for coming forth this morning, and thank you for catching the wave. Now, let's get back with more the very best in gospel music. Very pleasant. Good Tuesday morning.
We are so insecure now. We don't know what's going to happen. None of us know. But that's the time to really trust the Lord. And know that he's concerned. He'll take care of us. And he got some angels that watches over us. I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. I'm safe in his presence. And I want you, whatever may be tied, know that God will. Just whisper. Some folks can't stand a lot of noise. Just whisper and tell them that God will take care of you. By night and by day, he'll watch over and won't let his angels leave you. It was one of the psalms who said, I lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. For all of my help cometh from the Lord. I'm going to trust in him that does not sleep or slumber. And I want to tell you, you can go on home tonight and take it from me. Go on home tonight and put the lights out. Pull the cover up around. Go on to sleep. For joy gonna come in the morning. How many of you really believe that? For the scripture says that except weeping may endure for a night, but joy, hold it. The is going to come in the morning. And let me, I need to tell you that you're in the morning and your joy is not next week, next month, or next year. But look somebody in the eye, so you can just start rejoicing because your joy is now. How many of you believe joy will come?
In the morning.
And tell somebody, say, my morning is now. All night. Gonna be all right.
In the morning, let me hear you say, in the morning. How many of you believe it's all right now? Well, tell somebody, say, it's all right. 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 Yeah. Yeah. One more time, everybody. Close one more time. Let me hear the say it on the organ.
Favorite gospel hits plays here.
Hey, why don't everybody just put your hands together right now and clap for Jesus? Well, I am on my way to New Jerusalem, where the sun will never go down. You know that I'm making it. I'm getting ready to go. Well, I'm getting ready.
Heaven's Church, huh? On a wonderful Tuesday morning. God bless you. It's right at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. To God be the glory. And for those of you just locking in, well, you can join us right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, nfiradio.com, and you can also jump in with us on our Facebook page at NFI Radio Gospel Network. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network. You'll see all the photos. You'll see also all these awesome men and women of God that's a part of this network. And you'll also see the radio host that's a part of this broadcast as well. Thank all of you so much. We are an international network where you can log in anywhere in the world. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music, just the way you choose it. To God be the glory.
Holy night, when Jesus Christ was born. Holy night, before the break of dawn.
Going down memory lane, holy night. Let's listen to a little bit more with Justin Mickens and the fellas right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. You're catching the wave. Come on, Justin. Oh, my. I believe I feel this thing.
Everywhere that I go, he's the only one.
With grease, help me light the fire. 24 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, I believe I'm ready to have a good time. What about you? All right.
Come on, children, let's have a good time. All we gotta do is get Jesus. Gotta get Jesus. Listen, everybody, we gotta get with Jesus. Will be there. You can count on the Lord. Thank him tonight because you do it. Praise him tonight because come on and let's have a
good time.
Come on and let's have a
good time.
I think I'll say it again. I tell you, come on, children, let's have
a good time.
All we gotta do is
Jesus.
Gotta get Jesus
on your mind.
Listen, everybody. We gotta get with
God.
You can count on the Lord. Listen, somebody's in here, sitting in here today. You won't do nothing, ain't got nothing to say. But if I were you, I wouldn't cheat myself.
They don't want to go.
You can't wait for nobody else. Praise them tonight because it's your way. Praise them tonight because come on and let's have a
good time.
One more time. Look, somebody's in here, sitting in the here today. You won't do nothing, ain't got nothing to say. But if I were you, I wouldn't cheat myself. If they don't want to go, you can't wait for nobody else. And thank them tonight because
of you.
Wait them tonight because
of you.
Come on and let's have
a good time.
I got one little question today. Did you come here to have
a good time?
And I want to know, did you come here to have
a good time?
If you really want to have
a good time,
if you know that you can have
a good time,
if you know that you can have
a good time,
and you really want to have
a good time,
if you know you want to have a good time,
good time,
I want you to turn around and tell somebody. Turn around and tell somebody. Hey! Let's have a come on, let's have a come on, let's have a let's have a come on, let's have a can I get me somebody? Can I get me somebody? Come on!
Feel like it. when I should have did right. But here I am, down on my knees, begging you, Lord, to restore me. Restore. Have mercy on me. Give me back my joy, this joy that I need.
Have mercy on me. Give me
help me, baby.
Right, that's the sounds of Neil Robeson, and many of you know Mr. Paul Porter. And Brother Paul Porter, I know his brother very well. I and his brother, we went to Bible college together. And many of you know his brother, Pastor Ken Porter. That's right. Brother Paul Porter, brother, is the pastor. And I know Brother Ken, me and him, we touch bases off and on. He's a busy man, and I want to commend him for the effort and all that he's doing, reaching many people around in Raleigh, North Carolina, and the surrounding area. Once again, you're listening to the NL5 Radio Gospel Network on a wonderful Tuesday. It's, many of you know, it's August the 8th, 2023. Got more coming your way. Once again, our website, nl5radio.com. And you can also jump in with us on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. I'm your host, the Anointed One, too anointed to be disappointed, too blessed to be stressed, and too equipped to be whipped with the Word of God. Somebody said, I know that's right, huh? And you can take it past the bank. All right. I feel the vibes coming through this airways, and those of you, if you haven't caught the wave, I want you to jump on the wave. Maybe it'll take you to the other side. All right, well, look, once again, feel free to give us a call, 347-215-8049. 347-215-8049. And you can jump in and call us on our 24-hour hotline for prayer, or if you need a word of encouragement, simply dial, that's 984-733-3977. 984-733-3977. Now, we're going to get back with more great gospel music coming up a little later at 1 o'clock p.m. This afternoon is Elder Carrie Harris, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries. She's going to be coming forth from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. right here on the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. And don't forget to catch the wave with the traveling preacher Mondays through Fridays from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. Come on. That's it. I see your grandmother. Look, granddad, he's sitting over there saying, well, look, I can do it too, huh? All right. Well, look, don't mess around there and pull a muscle if you haven't been exercising. Okay. To God be the glory. You're catching a wave. Thank you for locking in.
I'm not gonna worry about it. I put it in your hands, and I say to you, I'm not gonna.
Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Granny.
Hello.
Good morning. May I speak to Maggie, please?
Do me.
How you doing, sugar?
All right.
God is good.
Yes, who is this?
I'm one of the grandmothers of the little girl that you got to fight with yesterday.
So?
And you slammed
I didn't get to fight with her.
You're
tipping up on my high. My granddaughter from the star up in the back, and I wasn't from that. You and nobody else star up with no knot. I didn't get to fight with none of them.
Now listen to me, sugar. Just let me talk for a minute.
I'm going to let you talk, man. You going to listen at me.
All right, now. Hold on there. Hold on. Now, my grandbaby don't bother nobody.
Who is your grandbaby?
But one of the girls you slammed. Well, just let me finish now.
Who is your grandbaby?
Wait, 1 second. Just hold on, sugar.
I'm holding. Well, I want to know who is your grandbaby
hold
out here.
Just hold on, sugar. Here. You put a scratch on my grandbaby arm, and my grandbaby ain't never did nothing to nobody.
You're lying. I ain't gonna get to them children.
Let me tell you something.
I didn't get to them children.
Baby, I love to fight.
I didn't even get up to your children. And mean to. Now, ask anybody at that school that I test and one of them girls.
They
told you a lie. Because the person them hold me when he let me get to them.
No, you lying.
No, you telling a lie yourself.
Baby,
I didn't test damn one of them children. If they say I test you, I come to school Monday and prove it.
Don't you make me come on
over here.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
I told you I didn't test down one of them children because they didn't get close to me. Them children way down there at that gate down there.
Me and my church member.
I'm a church member just like you. Don't put your church member in this here, baby. You might be bad, baby, but you got your mask. Now you can come over here now.
We going to do a pray-by.
I could mend my staff and pray to you.
By your house and throw some of them little green Bibles at
you. You can throw anything you want in my house, baby. You don't even know why I stay.
Lord, help this woman.
You need to help your children.
We talking about you. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
Your child was slipping up behind my granddaughter in my car with a knife.
Maylee.
Don't tell me nothing because you don't know your child like I do. You don't even know your own daughter like I do.
Maylee.
I've been knowing them children.
Maylee, do you got a son named Monroe?
I sure will. Hey, Ma. Ma, don't make me mad here. What? Ma. What? Hey, girl. Don't be doing it. I'll get mad at this. Yeah, well, y'all finna have my Ma, I'll call you in a minute. Let me tell y'all something now. I'll get back your phone. Uh-huh. I don't cuff. But see, y'all done run my blood pressure up now because I thought y'all done over good. I'm ready to fight now. Well,
you ain't saved like they say you is.
I'm saved, but I'm y'all know better to call and turn me up. Well, I'm going to be playing when I get to it. Did y'all hear what I said? Now I'm finna go get my grandbaby, and I'll be in Birmingham in the next hour or two. And y'all be at the shop.
This is Michael Booker from Greensboro, North Carolina. And you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
Y'all come on and clap those hands. Oh, my Lord. Lord, you know that I'm your child. And I'm doing the best that I can. While my way gets so hard, you know I just don't. I travel from place to place. Many times I'm treated so bad. When I sit and think about that, I came as a friend that I never had. Oh, Lord, I need you to hold my hand. Right now. Oh, Lord, I need you. Sing one more verse right here. Gonna
helps me to do what I love him the most. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. Saved in His arms.
Catching the Wave live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. 20 minutes after the hour at 12 noon, we've got more just like that coming your way. Here's the sound of the Canton Spiritual.
Oh, I feel like the break. I said, Lord.
There have been times in my life yeah. I felt so all alone, yeah. Oh yes, it seemed like all hope was gone. I know the truth, yeah, the devil tried to mess up my mind, I broke up loose, shaking for share forever love. Yes, sir.
You paid it all for
you
me.
Paid it all for me, yes. When you died, I don't care for me.
I couldn't see you.
Thank boy.
But oh, I knew you were right by my side.
Always right there. And what if I'm?
And even though I felt like giving up. Supporting me so much.
I said I share. I share forever love. Yes, I will. You paid it.
You paid it all.
You paid it all for me. Look what he done for me. He died.
My, you know, he did it all for you and I, right there on Calvary's cross. God was healed. Well, he was nailed in his hand and his feet, pierced in his side, and they were all around them, just knew it was all over.
And in spite of all that they did to him, spit on him, they threw stones. And Jesus looked at the Father and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And do you know there are many people that have done you wrong? You have reached out to help, and you help them, and then they turn their back on you. And once they get what they want from you, they don't want to be bothered with you anymore. And you call them on the phone, and they won't answer the phone. And you text them, and they still won't respond. They come back with kind of crazy texts back, words, and instead of just answering the phone. And, you know, that's not the way that Jesus would do. That's not God. And you know, when you have been around those that they say they know the Lord and they love the Lord, they worship the Lord, and then when you're in a situation where you might be down and might have a health issue going on with your body, and they once they get what they want from you, and then when you try to reach out to them and just carry a conversation, they don't have time anymore. But you took time out, even in spite of your situation, doing your sickness or that thorn that's holding you back from, you know, getting that feeling of just being free and fully healthy, and you still took time out for them. But now, as they got what they want, they don't have time for you. But, you know, God sees everything, right? And that's why you must have a discerning spirit to know the Spirit by the Spirit, because everybody say they love God don't really necessarily mean that they love God. They might love what God give them, but they don't want to do what God requires from them. And that is to worship, that is to praise, that is to magnify him and to lift up his holy name. And you know, when you're in the hospital and you reach out to those, and you don't even have to reach out, but when they hear you're in the hospital, then they want to call and they want to say, I'm praying for you. But then when you not in the hospital, you don't hear from them. Why is it that you got to wait for someone to get in the hospital then you reach out to them? Why not reach out to them right now? And that word that you may give them may give them that word of encouragement to keep them from going to the hospital. And that's why Jesus has no respect of a person. And I've seen people hold their head down or turn their nose up when a person that's homeless or a person that may not have had a bath in the week or so, and they don't want to be around them. But you know, did you realize that, understand that God didn't turn his nostril up at us when we were all out there in sin and doing everything we could think of that note was dirty and nasty? He didn't turn his nose up at us. He said, come to him, all ye that are laden and heavy burdened, and I'll give you rest. He said, if you do that, then you can receive that you will be satisfied with. He didn't walk away from you, but he reached out his hand and said, come to me, and I'll give you rest. There are those right now in a situation of circumstances of regardless of what they're going through, and you know, the enemy is steady, constantly feeding them negative thoughts. And they are in a place where they feel like they're about to give up. And they have a report out where they're saying there's so many that are committing suicide. And there are so many right now going through this health issue where many people have a mental health issue that's going on. And many of you know that that's not of God. That's the devil. That's the enemy. That's the adversary, because he don't want you to receive the wisdom and knowledge from God. And that's why when God lays his hand on you through Jesus Christ and he puts his hand on you and give you that to deliver you that you need, you don't go back there anymore. The enemy knows once God's hand is laid on you,
and delivered you from that that the enemy tried to bring back, the locusts and the caterwords tried to destroy. How many of you know, hon, that the blood of Jesus is covering you, huh? How many know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, even as your soul prospers, that you'll be in good health? And in spite of what it may feel like, in spite of what it may look like to somebody else, but something on the inside of you that's stirring up, that's bringing out the best in you. I'm talking about Jesus, brothers and sisters. And you know, this world is so corrupt. You got young boys shooting each other. You got young boys shooting young teenagers, 9 years old children, 4 years old children. 16 years old, young men, I call them young boys, 16 years of age, carrying weapons and shooting each other. And I remember when I was at that age of 16, I wasn't thinking about carrying a weapon. I was thinking about meeting each other, people that understood what a friendly relationship was. And I didn't have to carry a weapon because I had the weapon with me, the Word of God. And how many know that the Word of God is powerful, quick, and sharper than any two-edged sword, even going to the marrow of the bone? And that's why when you reach within you, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That's the Lord Christ Jesus. Y'all don't get me started here. Well, look, anyway, don't get caught up with the fast of this world. It's so polluted. We are in perilous time. We are in our last days, and many of you seeing this manifest. And if you read the scriptures, you've been reading the Bible, and you've been going into the Word of God in Revelation, you've been going into the book of John and Romans, you've been going into Ecclesiastics, you've been going into the Word of Genesis from the beginning, God created, and you're seeing it already is being polluted with what man dictates that he feel comfortable with. But what does God feel comfortable with? What does it matter what man said? Do it matter what God says? It matters what God says, because God created all of us. No matter how you try to spice it up, fix it up, dress it up, it's only one way, and that's Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. And no man can get to the Father except to go through the Son. That's why there is a cry out today. Repent, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I say again, repent, 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 for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I love all of you, and also the traveling preacher love you as well, and we try to reach out with you and give you a word of encouragement, because we see so many that are down, and so many that are homeless, and so many are trying to get in a home, and because of the cost of living and the apartments are constantly going up, the houses are going up, and they are pushing people out that are less fortunate to be able to afford these rent, the houses that they're selling, and they're pushing them out and bringing in those that are wealthy. That's not of God. That's not of God. There's plenty open spaces and buildings that are empty that could be fixed. And you all are seeing everything that are happening right now in front of you. You're seeing the tragic shooting that people are just will come in a store or a restaurant, they in a church, you know. No respect for no one anymore. No respect for a parent. No respect for the pastor. No respect for leadership. No respect at all. So what do? You do what you've been doing. Continually pray. Pray without season. Pray, pray, pray. Keep praying, keep touching and agreeing, keep believing, and keep binding, decreeing, and declaring by the Word of God that this too shall pass. God bless you and thank you so much. Just remember, the enemy is upset with you because he wants to steal your joy. He don't want you to have any joy. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. And he is a very present help in the time of trouble. When you're troubled, just know the enemy likes for you to be troubled, like for you to be stressed out, like for you to be down. But you got to look unto the hills from which cometh your help. Your help coming from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. I'm the anointed one. My pleasure. Thank you again for catching the wave. Our website, NFIRadio.com. Now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Caesar, I'm sure in all your years of ministry, you've seen many people come and many go. But the one constant we can always rely on is God. He stays.
I've been through so much pain. I'm so glad that I don't look like what I've been through. Because I realize that had it not been for the grace of God, I'd probably be sleeping beneath the clay right now. But I want you to listen, see what God have done. So many reasons you could have gave up on me. But you were patient. You saw a future.
I haven't been good all my life. And I've had many things that happened to me in life. I've been up and I've been down. And I've been called everything but a child of God. I didn't let that bother me. I looked up towards heaven and I said, Master, I'm down here. And I need your power. For I know you're able. And show me.
Show me.
Show me. I woke up this morning with my mind on you. And I looked up towards heaven and I said, oh Lord, I'm your child. Come down to die. You might not believe me, but you sure gonna need the man. Oh, you're gonna need Jesus. So while the blood is running warm in your veins, before you go to bed, you ought to tell him you're down here and you can't get along without his Father.
This is my testimony. How many know God will stand by your side? No matter what's going on, he will stand by your side. Probably through danger, seen and unseen.
Confusion, trials on every hand.
Can I get away?
Disappointment and so much heartache. Sometimes, Lord, I just don't understand. But he promised me he'll never leave nor forsake me, and he'll always hold my hand. So I pray, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord,
by your side. Listen.
This is a mean world. It's a mean world that we're living in. Full of setbacks. And it's full of sin.
Can I get a witness? Sometimes I feel like I'm losing. Oh Lord, even when you told me I'm gonna win. Can I get a witness? But this is what the Lord said to me. If you make one step, I'll make two. Because I'll always pull you through. So I'm crying, Lord, oh Lord. Stand by my side. No, God is standing by your side. Wave your hand all over this room. Come on, how many know that Lord is standing by your side? He'll never leave you. And he won't. God won't forsake you. Fellas, come around. You know, there's a spirit in the house tonight that God wants to release. The spirit of deliverance. Somebody shout deliverance. Somebody shout healing. Somebody shout breakthrough. I don't care what the devil in hell is trying to tell you. I don't care how he's trying to disappoint you. I don't care how he's trying to discourage you. If you lean on Jesus, if you lean on Jesus, he'll fix that. He'll fix that. He'll fix that. Come on and give him praise all over this room. Give him praise. Give him praise.
2 minutes, 2 minutes before the top of the hour, 1 p.m. on a wonderful Tuesday. It's August the 8th, 2023, and want to thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you again for joining us on this wonderful day. And many of you know we have the old, the new, all just for you. If it's on wax, then we can burn it for you. It's just as simple as that. Somebody said, cooking with grease helped me light the fire. All right. Okay, well, look, we're right so close to the top of the hour at 1 p.m. that it's not even funny. And coming up, the top of the hour, that awesome preacher, teacher, woman of God is Elder Kerry Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina. She'll be coming forth with a word on today, and I'm excited about hearing what she's going to bring forth today, and those of you as well. We've got more music coming up all the way up to 8 o'clock today, so stay right where you are. Coming up the top of the hour right here, Elder Kerry Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, and she's going to be with us from 1 to 1:30, and we'll come back with more great gospel music. What I got to do before we bring on, I got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID. And when we come back, it's Elder Kerry Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries. We're live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. You're catching the wave.
For the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music, join DJ and radio host The Traveling Preacher, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 11 a.m. with recording artists around the world. And from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Monday through Sunday, it's DJ and radio host The Anointed One, playing the old and new music. And from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m., it's DJ and radio host Monique Patterson, Monday through Sunday with the best in contemporary Christian music. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com. For the top 10 video countdown of the month, it's a God thing.
I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he opened all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Kerry Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good Tuesday afternoon to you. What a great day to be alive. So excited to be here, and I thank God for Jesus and thank God for each and every one of you. Come, worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Today, we're going to go back into a very familiar passage, and you know, sometimes we get hard-headed. The Lord will send us someplace, and we'll say, well, Lord, I just did that the other day, or I did that last month. But the Lord have a reason for what he sends us to do. And I said, well, I told the Lord several years ago, Lord, I might question you, going to be obedient to what you say. I said, you know, I just be trying to get an understanding on what you're doing. And so he said, don't worry about that. Just obey. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to do just that. Because if the Lord said it, I don't need to question it. All I need to do is what he say, do. So today we're going into the book of Mark, the 11th chapter. And we're going to start at verse 12. Mark, the 11th chapter, and we're going to start at verse 12. And it says the next day, and I'm reading out of the New International Version, the New International Version from Mark, the 11th chapter, starting at 12th verse. And it says the next day as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And the disciples heard it. Now let's drop down to verse 20. And it says, "In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree wither from the root. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, 'Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed is withered.' 'Have faith in God,' Jesus answered. 'I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask it for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sin." Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come thanking you first of all for waking us up this morning, closing our right mind. You gave us the use and activity of our limbs. You let us go into the kitchen and sit down and eat breakfast, and you allowed us to feed and dress our own self, and we just want to say thank you. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. Oh, God, as I open my mouth, you speak to your people. And then, Lord, bind up anything that would come between my lips and the hearer. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now, Jesus had gone to Bethany along with his disciples, and I can pretty much understand what Jesus was feeling when he was hungry, because, see, when I'm hungry, it's hard to get along with me. I try my best, but I have to have something. When it's time for me to eat, I want to eat, and I want to eat then. And Jesus and his disciples were on their way into the town of Bethany, and Jesus saw this fig tree with leaves on it, because usually if there's leaves on a fig tree, there are figs also, ripe figs. But when Jesus checked the tree, there were no figs on it. So he cursed the figs and cursed the tree and told the tree that no one would ever eat fruit from you again. Now notice he didn't tell God, "Well, Father, don't let nobody eat figs from this tree no more." He spoke directly to that tree, commanded it what to do. And just overnight, the fig tree dried up. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered, and it withered from the root up. In other words, when Jesus spoke to that fig tree, it died all the way from the ground up, all the way from out of the dirt. That root died, and all the way up to the top of the tree. But Peter remembered it, and he said, "But Jesus, the fig tree you cursed is withered away." See, that shocks Peter, because he hadn't seen anything happen like that before. He hadn't seen anybody speak to the situation. But see, we have to speak to the situation. We don't do it, and then when our prayers are not answered, we wonder why God didn't answer our prayer. But see, if God has already answered your prayer before you even pray, then you don't have to talk to God about it. All you have to do is live in his will, and what you say will come to pass. And but Jesus is telling Peter, you know, you got to have faith in God. You got to have faith in God. Because, see, I'm going to tell you the truth about this thing. If anyone say, anyone, that means you or me or whomever, tear that mountain, go throw yourself in the sea, and then you don't doubt it. You said it, so that should settle it. Because we have the same authority here on earth that Jesus had when he was on earth. He gave us that authority because he told us to use his name. See, if, that's just like if I made you my power of attorney. You can, if I made you my power of attorney, you could go to my bank and do any kind of business there that I could do. So while we're here on earth, we're Jesus' power of attorney. When we speak, things are supposed to happen. But if I go to the bank and say, I wonder if I go in here and write this check or if I use this bank card, I wonder will I get anything. No, we have to know what our authority is. And once we know what our authority is, then we can operate in that authority. Hallelujah. You can speak directly to the situation, and the situation will correct itself. Like, I was sitting beside this lady in church, and my knee was hurting so bad, I didn't know what in the world to do. And I was just rubbing my knee, and all frowned up. She turned around and laid hands on my knee, and she began to speak to it. See, that was before I had this scripture to know what I was supposed to do. She laid hands on my knee, and she began to speak to it. And when she did, 2 years later, my knee hadn't hurt again, you see, because she knew that when she spoke to my knee, it was going to come in line with what God meant for it to do. And that's what we have to do today. And we have to constantly remind one another. Hallelujah, we get in a scrape and we don't know what in the world to do. Hallelujah, we have to speak to that situation. Hallelujah, I remember going into the hospital and twice. Two people had a massive heart attack. And I went in there and began to speak to those hearts and tell them, you know what God put you in that body for? I command you to go to work and pump blood just like God commanded you to do in the name of Jesus. Now, you have to do it because the word said, if I say it, it has to happen. And the doctor had given one young man, he said if the boy had made it 24 hours, he would probably live, but he would be bedridden the rest of his life. The boy got up 2 days later and went home from the hospital and never stopped doing anything he was doing. The young lady, the same thing happened to her, except for 12 hours later, she got up and got out of the hospital. See, because the word said if we touch and agree on something, then it'll happen. And we can't be doubting in our heart. And the other thing we can't do is be hating somebody or have a grudge against somebody and then think that God is going to honor what we say. We have to get all the hatred and all of that malice and all of that stuff out of our heart before we can speak to a situation. Hallelujah. When you won't something from the Lord, you have to give something, and it's not buying anything. You, because see, Jesus got, he went to the cross and died, hallelujah, for every sin that we've ever committed. So what we need to do is be grateful that he died for us, and that he took our place. He became sin in our place. And we need to be grateful enough not to hate our brothers and our sisters. Because the word said, if you hate your brother or sister without a cause, you are a murderer. Hallelujah. So we need to trust God in all things and believe that those things he say is so. And then he said in verse 24, therefore I tell you, whatsoever you ask in prayer. See, this is assuming that you're going to pray. See, we got in the place we say, I hear people say all the time, well, all I could do was pray. What else do you need? We should do that first. We should pray first. When the situation comes up and we don't see any way in our own power to make it happen, hallelujah, then we know that this is just right for God to cause it to happen. Hallelujah, when Jesus walked up to Lazarus' tomb, he didn't tell God, well, Lord, I want you to make him get up. No, he spoke to Lazarus. He called his name, and he called it loud so it wouldn't be any mistake over who he was talking to. He said, Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. So Lazarus didn't have any choice but to get up and come forth. Hallelujah. And then when he walked up to this place, when this lady was on the way to the cemetery to bury her son, and all of these people were walking along, mourning and crying and carrying on, Jesus said, he's not dead, he's asleep. And nobody believed him. The word said they laughed him to scorn. But he laid hands on them and told them to get up. And when the boy got up, everybody scattered. Hallelujah, because I think it was really time to go. But Jesus knew that if he said it, it was going to happen. Because, see, Jesus was fully man, 100% man, but he was 100% God also. And that spirit that dwells in us caused us to be, hallelujah, one with Jesus and one with God and one with the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is that part of God that dwells in us. It's he that leads us and guides us to all truth. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get so far down, we feel just like we got to reach up just to touch the bottom. Hallelujah. But we really don't have to be down. Hallelujah. We can get up. Hallelujah. And call those things that be not as though they already are. Hallelujah. We can do it because the word said so. The word gave us the authority to do so. But we can't doubt what the word of God said. Hallelujah, we tell people about this particular passage, and they won't do it. And I said, well, did you speak to the situation? They said, well, no, no. I said, I understand it sounds stupid to stand up and speak to your knees or speak to your ankles or your feet to talk to it. But this is what the word said, because that's your mountain right then. If you got a problem with your eyes, talk to your eyes and tell your eyes that God put them up there for you to see with. And you command it to be so. And whatever disease is in them, hallelujah, tell it to get out in the name of Jesus. I know I had gotten to the place one time I couldn't even drive at night. I couldn't drive at night. And I would get up every morning and go in there and look in the mirror and tell my eyes, God put you up there for me to see, and I need to get where I'm going. For me to get there, you got to do what you do your part. Hallelujah. God gave me different parts of my body, and your job is to let me see how to get where I'm going. In the name of Jesus, I command you to see. And now, whatever day it is or time of day I want to go somewhere, I get up and go. And I said, Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you for your healing power. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, would do what he say, but we have to do what he says. Hallelujah. And then we have to just trust him with the rest. Because there come a time there are things that we just can't do. But when we can't do what what we need to do, then all we have to do then is hand it to the Lord and trust him. I was reading on the internet last night about this young lady that they said she has to have a heart transplant, a double lung transplant, and her heart is failing also. I began to speak to that young lady's heart. When I go back on Facebook today, I'm going to scroll down and see if I see anything from her. But I'm expecting a glowing report. She says she needs a new pair of lungs. God is fully capable of giving her a new pair of lungs. Hallelujah. He's capable, hallelujah, of giving her a new heart. Hallelujah. But you see, we just don't got the place. We just don't trust God, and we won't agree on nothing. Somebody might say, I believe God, hallelujah, will heal what you already got. Hallelujah. And then, but some people's faith is that I believe I can get a transplant from somebody else. But whatever your faith is, when I meet up with you, that's where I'm going to pray for. Because, hallelujah, I got to make sure we are in agreement. If I'm agreeing that God is going to heal the lung you already got, hallelujah, and you agree and you think that you got to have another set of lungs out of somebody else's body, we didn't agree on anything. We have to agree in order for it to work. So if you agree that you're going to get a transplant, then I will agree with you for you to get that transplant. But if you want to agree with me that God is going to heal your body, hallelujah, and give you a new set of lungs, hallelujah, that he has made, then I've got faith to believe that because he said it's already so. Hallelujah. It says, and when Jesus said this, and he said it in a past tense. He said, I tell you the truth, if anyone say to the mountain, go throw yourself in the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. See, he says it in a past tense, it will be done. Therefore, I tell you, what things soever you ask when you pray, believe that you have received it. He wants you to believe that you have already received it. And then he wants you and me to rejoice because he answered our prayer. He wants us to rejoice and praise and glorify him because he has answered our prayer. Hallelujah. When we get up in the morning, we should get up in the morning understanding that God is great and God is good. Hallelujah. And we need to start praising him just for opening our eyes in the morning. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God because I can. When how many people, if they say anything about Jesus, is somebody waiting to blow their brains out? Or if they say the name Jesus, is somebody waiting to cut their head, literally cut their head off? But I can get up in the morning and I can say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I glorify you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that. I thank God for coming down, putting on an earth suit and going to the cross and dying in my place so that when the day comes that I have to give up this earth suit that I'm wearing, hallelujah, that I don't have to go to hell. I can spend eternity with Christ. Hallelujah, because I believe what he said is so. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. So let us learn to trust God in all things. I don't care what it looks like. Hallelujah. I don't care what it looks like. It's just like when Elijah told his servant to go look and see if there was a cloud in the sky. And he told that servant to go seven times. And you know, we would have been complaining. Well, I don't want to go up there six times. I didn't see no clouds. Now, I'm tired of it. But see, that servant didn't do that. What that servant did was what we're supposed to do if we call ourselves God's servant. Hallelujah. Every time he said, go look. On the seventh time, it took seven times. Hallelujah. But it came to pass what the prophet said. He had told King Ahab it's going to rain. First off, it was him that told the king that it wasn't going to rain. He was going to withhold the rain. He told him there wasn't going to be any rain and not even any dew. Hallelujah. But then when it was time, he told him it's going to rain. And he knew it was going to rain, and he sent the servant seven times. Before the servant came back and said, I see a cloud like the size of a man's hand. Hallelujah. The prophet didn't keep telling him to go because he doubted it. He kept sending him to go, hallelujah, because he knew that if he said it, it was so. So just keep right on looking until you get it. When you pray, if you don't have the answer the first time you pray, you keep right on praying. Hallelujah. You just start praising God. Hallelujah for how he has brought the answer to you. It takes a minute, hallelujah, sometimes, hallelujah, for the answer to get to you. Hallelujah. But understand that if God said it, it is already so. I thank God for Jesus. And I thank God for Sister Josephine Covington, how I was with her celebrating her birthday on Saturday. And sometime between Saturday and Monday, she had a stroke. They said to me that when I got the word, they said she couldn't even talk. She couldn't move her hand on the right side. She couldn't move her leg on the right side. By the time I got out there to visit her, her pastor was out there with her and her pastor's sister, and she was able to give me a high five with her right hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Sister Josephine. Hallelujah, because we all have different things that we can do and can't do, but we can all have faith in God. Hallelujah, because we understand that he had to step into time to make heaven and earth. Hallelujah, because he stands outside of time. Hallelujah, he stands outside of time. So he see your life from the beginning to the end. And it's not like when something happened to you, he said, uh-oh, I got to come up with plan B. No, he got plan A, and he does not need plan B. He knows what the answer is, hallelujah, before the question even comes up. As a matter of fact, he knows what the question is before it's even asked. Remember when Jesus would be teaching and the people were sitting around, would have a question, he would say something, and they would have a question in their mind. And the word said, and Jesus answered and said, he answered the question that was in their mind. Hallelujah. And God will do the same thing for us. He will give us the answer before the question is even asked. Hallelujah. Where we can stand ready and stand on God's word, and we can stand on God's promises, knowing that, hallelujah, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. And that's where I'm going to close at right now, telling you this, begin to praise God, hallelujah, for everything that you have and even those things that you want. And when I hear people say, well, he might not give you everything you want, but he'll give you what you need. But this word right here says he'll give me what I want. If I desire it, he'll give it to me. Because he understands that I'm not going to ask for something outside of his will if I'm in his will. Hallelujah. Amen. See you next week on the radio.
God bless you, Pastor. And certainly we want to thank God for your awesome word on today. As always, wonderful teaching. And I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm saying amen, amen. There were so many things you said I said amen to. But certainly, I thank God. One of the things I I know that you were talking about, and you really you're speaking on the word faith was in a lot of the conversation that you were bringing out, was faith and God's will. And many times we don't receive what God has for us because we don't have the faith to believe.
Amen. Now, see, that's where the crux is right there. We pray and be in doubt that he's going to do it, or doubt that he has done it. Are you there?
Yes. Say that again.
I said, the thing is, we pray and ask God for stuff, or either we can declare that we have something and then don't believe it's done. And we won't get it if we don't believe it's done. That's why when we pray and ask God for something, we need to start praising God because we know the answer's on the way.
I wonder sometimes, do we forget that God is a spirit, and we're looking in the natural for it to take place and not stepping into the spirit to manifest at that time when we speak? Because when we speak
right.
it in the spirit, we're not going to see it with the natural eye. But we're going to believe by faith in the spirit that it's already turning and rotating and manifesting and rising to duplicate
right.
where it's supposed to go.
Right. Well, I tell you what, we can preach it and we can preach it, but we can't make anybody believe it. Now, that's what I think that's what's so frustrating to me, and why I be telling the Lord, well, Lord, I just preached that. But he tell me, that's none of my business. You just preach it until I tell you to stop. See, that addition. And then, too, every once in a while, I say, I did the same thing them other folks did. You start, after you wait a while, then after a while, you start complaining because you didn't see what you thought you should have seen. But then after a while, it come to pass.
Yes, and that's the way God moves. It comes to pass. And many times I'm just speaking of what I visualize and I'm around and I observe. And, you know, I'm one of them that when I see a move of God take place, I'm not one of them to keep silent. I got to tell somebody about what Jesus did. And many times we hear what somebody said about what God did, but they don't want to tell somebody out openly what God did.
Right. Right. And we need to tell people that help them to catch faith. Our testimony help other folks catch faith. Because then they say, oh, well, if he did that, sometimes they'll say, well, if he did it for them, well, he'll do it for me, too. And so that's how they catch faith, by our testimony. And I had two blessings last week. I went in the store to buy something. And you know how you be looking down. I saw this lady maybe from the waist down, and I said, that walk sure looked familiar to me. And I kept on going where I was going. And when I went and got my drink out of the cooler, and when I got back to the counter and I had gotten everything I was going to get, the lady at that was waiting on me, she said, that lady that just left out left $5 here for you. She said for you to take, you could spend that towards whatever you buy. And I said, "Was Reverend Clark? You know, you see things, but you don't grasp it right then." And I said, I knew that walk looked familiar to me. And that was Reverend Lolita Clark. She left $5 up there at the counter for me. Okay, then on Friday night, I went bowling. And I didn't take but $20 in with me. So I bought my food that I was going to eat, because after I had asked them, I thought I had enough money to pay for everything. But when I got to the counter, I came up a dollar short. I was going to go back out to the car and get my bank card. The man said, no, I tell you what. He said, I'll just take the shoes off. So you won't have to pay for the shoes. So instead of me giving him another dollar, he gave me a dollar back. I said, now, that don't sound that much. But when you're living on Social Security, that's a lot of money. And I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you for my blessing. He opened up doors, opened up people's heart, give you stuff, and you don't even know why.
And that's the type of God we serve. He's an awesome God. And many times, just telling God thank you. I know a lot of times we ask God for things, but just being thankful for the things that we have. And mm-hmm. I know he graciously received that when we are so humble to submit and just thank him for the small things that we don't even realize that he has mm-hmm. given us. And I always try to keep my mindset to just thank God for the small things, those things that may seem like it's nothing to a man, but it's just awesome to God.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And like those shoes, that was just $3 and a quarter. And see, to somebody that's got plenty of money, $3 and a quarter don't seem that much. But if somebody that's living off a couple of $1,000 a month, that's a lot.
Yes, it is.
And then there's a lot of people that's living off a whole lot less than that. So I said, Lord, thank you, because you just keep right on blessing me. And then when I go into a restaurant to eat, now my daughter-in-law one day, we gave the waitress a $37 tip. And before I could get where I was going, I was blessed with hundreds of dollars. See, I wasn't trying to buy nothing from God, hadn't thought about getting anything back. But before I could get where I was going, I was blessed with hundreds of dollars. So we have to walk a certain way. In other words, I ask myself a lot of times now, what would Jesus do in this situation?
I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he opened all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
Meant to be, shall be obsolete. He knows what's good for me. I take them everywhere I go. When you see me, you see him. We are intertwined. Don't try to get out of line. My back, he got mine. While I'm getting to the grind, you see the incline. There are no bounds when God's around.
But let me tell you, throw on the word.
Joy, there's joy.
He gives
shouted out, we were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we've been set free. We are forgiven, accepted, received by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise.
It's gonna be
all right.
Trust. Oh my God.
I won't be moved by what I see. I'll keep my eyes on what you show me. Bigger.
Say bigger.
Bigger.
Now, if you're not believing for nothing, just chill. But if you're believing for an appointment from God, lift your hands and receive it. Come on, receive it.
I believe.
I receive
all your promises.
Man,
I won't be
I'll keep my
eyes on show me bigger.
Woo! Every promise is
bigger.
More than that.
to me.